For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Hannah Moore, junior forward out of Milton, Ontario. And first of all, Hannah, your team played toe-to-toe against the number two team in the country, Wisconsin Badgers. What kind of positives did you take out of that weekend?
I think we forechecked real hard, and we gave it our best, and we played up with them, I believe.
You guys always seem to do that against the top teams in the country. It's like you know you have to play at a different level, but there's just always been this thing with Beaver hockey that you guys come out. What's been the secret?
Honestly, I wish I knew the secret, but I think that we play better with the top teams, and we kind of just give them a run for their money and make them work for any W that they want to take from us.
Friday night, a 2-1 loss to Wisconsin. Christine Grenier's goal came a little bit too late there. I talked to Stephanie Anderson after the game and said, now, had you just had five more minutes, would you have won that game or tied it up? And she thought for sure your team had picked up that momentum late in the game. Do you agree that your team would have had a good shot at them?
Yeah, I think so for sure. I mean, we were really wanting the win for that, or even the tie.
At that point, you take that momentum into Saturday night. They scored on a really fluky goal. It was like something out of the Twilight Zone, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and Dieters wasn't ready for it.
Those kind of plays, you try to move past them. Obviously, you don't want to put the blame on anybody. Mm-hmm. Luckily, Kristen Huber comes down the ice, and she scores a goal that their goaltender didn't quite think she had given up.
Yeah.
At that point, it's a new game. Were you guys kind of relieved?
Yeah, I mean, once someone puts the puck in the net, it gets like a whole bench up and the momentum going, and I think that's what we needed.
Wisconsin takes a 3-1 lead. You come out and you score a pretty goal. Walk us through how that one played out.
Well, Huber took it down the left side, and it was a 2-on-1, so I just opened up and she put it in the perfect spot. All I had to do was just kind of move my stick a little bit. I just got lucky in the right spot.
I don't know if that's luck or just skill. Give yourself a little bit of credit there. And then they scored again. It was a back and forth hockey game. You look at those kind of games, you wish you could have won, but do you come out of them with a kind of a moral victory knowing that you were able to stay within a goal of a number two team?
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to tie it up and go for the win, but I think we played really well as a team, and everyone's really positive, and everyone's encouraging everyone. That's the right direction of where we need to go in our season. It's only going to get better.
That was your first goal of the year. You have always been on the leading side of things, score-wise. Is it nice to just get that first goal? Now you can concentrate on just continuing that.
Yes. I was in a dry spell for goals, so it was nice to finally break the spell. Hopefully there's more to come.
Have you set any personal goals for yourself this year? What do you want to accomplish?
All I want to do is set my line mates up, hopefully get set up back, see what happens.
Going into this weekend against then now the top team in the country, the Minnesota Gophers, how much confidence did your team come out of this last weekend knowing that you were toe-to-toe with another good team going into playing probably the best team in the country?
Yeah, I mean, the scores all over the league have been not what people have been expecting, so we could be the underdogs that take it to them, and I think we have the momentum and the confidence right now that we can at least bring a good hockey game in Minnesota.
I know in the first four games of season, your team scored 19 goals. It's never happened. I've watched a lot of Beaver women's hockey. How much do you think that scoring is credited to just hard work, or is it just a different kind of team mindset this year?
I think getting a new coach, having new freshmen in, it's a totally different team this year, and we start from scratch, and everyone's working for each other, and I think it's really working well, and we believe in each other, and we believe in what coach is saying.
You also have been able to split both of your goaltenders. Brittany Mowat comes in this year as the LWCHA rookie mm-hmm. team member. You get Erin Dieters, who waited 595 days to play her first game, and of course she made everybody know that.
Yeah.
What's it like to know that you've got two solid goaltenders there for your team this year?
It's awesome, and I mean, even the fourth and third goalies, everyone's bringing it in practice, and I think it brings the intensity, and for them to compete with each other, splitting games, they want to work harder, and nobody's complacent, and everyone wants to be the starter.
How closely do you keep track of what the other teams in the WCHA are doing?
I want to play some hockey, so kind of just go with it. And I think if you worry too much about what everyone else is doing, you lose what you're doing.
Well, then I will mention this. Last Saturday night, I happened to open up the score sheet. Minnesota beat North Dakota. Not surprised, 5-0. They had beaten them 5-2 the night before. This is the team you're going to play this coming weekend. Outshot them 51-7. What do you guys need to do to get more shots on net than you did against Wisconsin for next weekend?
I think for sure, well, it starts way back in our zone. We have two goaltenders that are going to do their job, and we just need to get the puck on sticks and hopefully a chip out if they're coming hard on the boards and get it deep. We don't need to be turning it over at the blue lines.
This weekend's Halloween. Any fun things your team's going to do pregame or postgame to kind of celebrate the holiday?
You know what? I don't know yet. Maybe I'll bring a costume to Minnesota. I'm not sure. Haven't really thought of that.
Make Coach dress up.
Yeah, we could. Bring him a silly hat or something.
There you go. Hannah, it's always a joy to talk to you. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Kelly.
Go get him.